outcome in a victory, but you get it on home ice. Does that mean something to 400?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you hit a milestone, it's always better to do it in front of your in your home barn, in front of your fans. So, you know, it was. I'm sure these are one of those moments that you kind of reflect on after the fact. But in saying that, still pretty surreal. I mean, you never envision scoring that many goals in the NHL, and hopefully a lot more to come. So would have been nicer in a win, but nice to just kind of get out of the way too and focus on next game.
That thought ever pop into your mind this year about reaching 400? Because I know you're pretty in tune with where you're at.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I knew it was going to happen, so I wasn't too worried about it. That's when you probably start overthinking. And I mean, I knew it was something that was going to happen this year, and nice to get out of the way early, and like I said, just keep going. But it's a great honor and privilege to play in this league for a long time, and to do that with one organization is pretty special.
So how do you kind of view this game? A little bit of a slow start, they get the jump on you early, but was there enough battle in this game throughout for you guys?
Well, we didn't play that poorly. I mean, it was kind of tale of two nights, right? Everything goes in the other night against New York, and I thought we had some good quality chances tonight. The goalie either made some good saves or, you know, we hit a couple posts. The start was slow, but I didn't think it was that poor. Obviously, the urgency picked up at the end when we're down, but maybe a case of too little, too late.
How much did the game change during that 21-second span there where they take the lead, it's reviewed uphill, they get a power play to score on it?
I mean, obviously that changes the whole game. It's tough, obviously. You know, the challenges, it seems like they're really, really tough to win this year. So if we're going to go for it, we obviously thought it was going to go our way. It didn't. And then it's a double whammy. It's a goal. And then, you know, we got to try to kill that one off. We don't. So that's the way it goes. But, you know, we still, you know, had a chance to stay in the game. And like I said, we didn't kind of get going there until a little later in the third.
What do you think of Victor Hedman's available as well, challenge being a penalty?
I don't really understand it. I thought the premise is to try to get the right call. So if we think that's the right call, you know, it's tough to get penalized for it. I mean, it sucks. I mean, obviously you're really hesitant. You have 20-30 seconds. It's a mad panic on the bench. Sometimes the feed isn't great. Sometimes you don't have the feed. Sometimes the coaches are scrambling to try to ask the video guys. I mean, it's pretty disorganized back there in terms of you only have a certain amount of time before they drop the puck. So obviously when it doesn't go your way, it sucks. When it does, it's great. But I mean, I don't think it slows the game down that much where you have to penalize a team. That's just my opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.